is so. It is a saw. I cannot believe this. I who have searched so long, and now to find this. But the flesh matter. The cell should not have been destroyed. Yet they have been. No. Instead of a cure, I find another killer. It is not fair. It is not right. Raphael! Raphael! No. No, not here. So, after all these years, I fail. Perhaps there is a form of justice in this. Harry would laugh now. These files I take with me. Ah, a note. Yes, I shall leave a letter for Raphael. My dear Raphael, my son, when you find this, I shall be gone. I cannot bear the disappointment of what has happened. I have found not a cure, not a doorway to life, but a doorway to death.
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness. The Costa Fame.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's our pleasure to introduce to you tonight our guest artists, the Blue Notes, the group you've been waiting for.
Bridges.
Call for you, sir.
What?
A telephone call.
Oh, no, not now. Who the heck is... Who knows I'm here?
Mr. Masters, sir.
This is one call I'll never forgive him for. Oh, thanks, Nick.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Oh, that's okay.
They have just started playing.
Yeah, the place is crowded. You want a seat?
Yes, I would like that. Just once more.
Well, get in there. Ask Nick to give you mine. My name's Bridges.
Very much.
Jazz attracts even the eggheads. Did you plan this call?
No.
So you just called me out of hearing the greatest jazz combo I ever heard.
I weep for you. I'm sorry, Johnny. Better get over here, my apartment.
Trouble?
Work. Don't argue. Ames is here. Hurry it.
Rye.
Got yourself a rye.
Got double.
Well, one for me, too.
Please.
Please.
Three, please.
I'll give him a drink, Johnny, will you?
No.
Mr. Haynes, your health. Boy, one night off in a dozen, and what happens? Lee calls me.
I said sorry.
Yeah, sure.
No FBI man is ever off duty.
Well, what is it?
Daniel Costa is missing.
Who's he? Oh, the research guy. Came close to the Nobel Prize last year. Where's he gone?
Shoved off from his labs, left a note for his sons. Wife died 4 years back, 2 sons.
Mm-hmm. We hunt for him?
Looks like.
So why not a general missing persons interstate, Mr. Ames?
Read the letter he wrote, Johnny. Ames, give it to him.
Okay.
Raphael, one of the sons?
The elder.
A carcinoma cure that backfired, huh? And he's taking his goodies with him. The mutations he made?
A killer virus that could spread. Virus, if what that letter says is correct, a virus that could spread, flesh eater, like carcinoma, only much stronger.
Pretty. Now, where do we start?
Lee, can you give a description? I have given out a 2B2 nationwide.
So every cop will be looking for him. He take a car or something?
Nope.
He's a tall man, Johnny. Thin, balding, high forehead, sharp nose, looks a Latin, which he is. Portuguese, once removed. Glasses, small mustache, close-set eyes, stoop of the shoulders, fidgety. Good teeth, smokes seldom, drinks seldom, precise. And a genius.
Oh, that's more of a description than I gave you.
He's a well-known man, Ames. Likes jazz, too.
He likes jazz?
Hey, what gives?
Just hang on, Ames. Take it easy.
Three Stars Club? Just give me Nick. I want Nick. Tell him this is Bridges. Or maybe he's still there.
Costa?
Yeah, I just ran into him, I think, at the club. Hello, Nick? What? What do you mean I give you trouble? Oh, no, I didn't know him. I see. I'll leave him there. FBI business. I'll tell you later. If it's the same guy, he,
dead.
Shot himself. At my table. Ours, Lee.
All right, let's get down there. Johnny, get the car. You coming, Ames?
You're trying to stop me. So, bumped himself off, eh? Watching the jazz fest.
I'll see you guys down in the street.
That's one case that's come to a neat end.
His experiments.
Oh, yeah, I forgot those. The viruses he discovered.
Yep.
Well, he could be on him, I mean.
I doubt it. Raphael, let's go over it again.
Well, there is not much more that I can tell you. I found the letter, which I handed over to the police.
It came to us. Well, carry on.
Well, that is all. Now, well, I have identified the body. It is my father. What else can I tell you?
You worked with him?
Only a little. Just an assistant to him. I had other things. My own studies as a doctor.
You knew your father well?
Well enough, yeah.
Raphael, your father was working on a carcinoma cure. Last year, he came close to finding one, so it seemed. And he came close as well to getting a Nobel Prize.
Yeah, that was for an adjunct experimentation, a sideline, as it were. A thyroid gland investigation, hormones, and so on.
That and the carcinoma cure interrelated?
Yeah, to his mind.
And to yours?
I don't know. My father was streets ahead of anyone else in this country, in the world. I cannot query his findings. And yet, in my own small way,
And the virus?
I do not understand it. Certain drugs seem to contain carcinoma. By containing, I mean control it and even kill it. But it is still uncertain what causes carcinoma. Some think it is even an inhibition in DNA, the basic cell impulses where that allows of malfunctions in the growth of cells, a distorting. Others believe that it is virus-caused.
And your father?
Virus. That's what he worked on.
And instead of a cure?
he found that he had cultured a killer. Worse even than carcinoma.
He took two files with him.
Yeah, that's right.
What would he have done with them?
Well, I don't know. I just do not know. He said nothing to me, but please, they must be found.
Okay. It's all right, we keep his diary.
Must you?
Please, it may help.
Okay, then take it. You're worried, aren't you? About the files and the contents?
Aren't you?
Nothing more, Lee. The last entry on the day he took a powder from the labs. Well, like I read it to you, he just says, this is the day.
This is the day. Over the last few months, that diary, no persons named?
No, apart from the medical guys, fellow researchers, we checked on them.
Nothing else?
Mm-mm.
No one close to the guy? No dame, no man? Where are the files? What the heck did he do with them?
Well, threw them down a sewer, maybe.
Knowing what they might do to mankind, Johnny?
No.
Read me back that note. July 14, I think it was. After that bit about going to the labs after the dinner with Matthew Haley, Dean of Princeton.
July 14th? Oh, nice memory you got, Lee. Yeah, July 14th. Reads, had dinner tonight with Matthew Haley. Discussed my work. Came home at 11, looked in at the labs. Culture doing well. If I succeed, what if I should fail? Then I shall have failed myself and Jay again. When I succeed, he shares the honor. It's the least I can do. Well, that's it, Lee.
It's cryptic.
No colleagues with the initial J, no friends, no one.
But it must pertain to someone, or something. No, it's a person. When I succeed, he shares the honor. I'll go through that checklist again.
Again? Well, we've called his associates. What friends he has, nothing. We haven't been so busy in years.
All to find two little files. He's given them to someone, Johnny. Or hidden them. Where? Funny how men's minds work. A man like Costa becomes secretive.
Working on your own does that, I guess. Now, that entry in the diary bugging you?
Yeah, I think it's a clue to something.
You're just up the road.
All right, lead off, Johnny.
Okay.
Just what do you hope to find at the Custer house?
I don't know.
The files?
No.
Oh, come in.
Thanks, Raphael.
When you called on the phone, you did not say what you wanted.
Oh, just to have a look round.
Another one, your father's study again.
As you will. You have not found anything?
No.
You think my father was mad, huh?
No. He wouldn't want those germs unleashed on the world.
But then where are they? They must be found.
I think in safekeeping somewhere.
With whom?
That's what I aim to find out.
I will take you to the study. Here you are.
Oh, your father's diary.
Oh, thank you. You found anything in it to help?
Maybe. Tell me again what's on the writing desk, will you?
Well, just a few medical books, pens, pencils, sheets of blank paper, half-finished pack of smokes. I thought you said Costa didn't smoke a lot.
He didn't. Let me have them.
Hmm?
Well, that's an old pack.
He died 2 days ago.
Older even than that. Week, 2 weeks. That's why he must have started on them. Not that it proves much. What else, Johnny?
A pack of cards spread out.
Yeah, he played cards. Bridge, poker, patience. cards in order?
No, just jumbled about. I think he was playing Patience.
Yeah. Before his last look at the lab and the discovery that he wasn't going to find that carcinoma cure.
It seems a bit nutty leaving his desk like this.
Raphael will have it cleared in time.
He doesn't seem hard hit by his father's death, Lee.
Oh, he is. He just doesn't show it, is all.
Yeah. Who the heck?
Better take it.
Okay.
Bridges.
Johnny, this is Ames. Raphael Costa put me through to you from the main phone he has. Lee there.
I'll call him. Ames, Lee. Mm-hmm. Here. There you go.
Yeah, Ames.
How you doing?
I'm healthy. You?
I'm talking about the Costa jazz. I'm being given a damn rough time.
By?
High-ups. Want to know what gives? Why the secrecy on all this? Why no files? Why no results yet?
I'm no miracle worker, Ames.
No, but you're Lee Masters. You produce results.
And who says I won't this time?
Yeah, sure, but...
No buts to it, Ames. I'm working on it.
Okay. Just checking. Newspaper's getting interested.
You keeping Stumm?
Naturally.
They must not know what's up, Ames. Could start a panic.
Like I don't know that?
Like you don't know I'm working right now.
Oh, I'm disturbing you?
That's it.
Okay. Call me the moment you find something.
Sure. So long. You know, sometimes...
Beefing?
Yeah.
Lee, we're stuck. You know that?
Are we? I said Costa had a secret of mind, the kind of mind that makes cryptic entries in diaries, refers to a J, a kind of mind that keeps secrets, or secret places, hiding things. Johnny, the study paneled all around.
Yeah.
Do something for me.
Hmm?
You pat around on the walls. I think maybe there could be a safe somewhere, or... hiding place for something.
And I've got to find the secret panel. Me and Sherlock Holmes.
You in the palm of your hands.
Yeah.
I'll get it going.
Nothing.
It's all like a kind of game of solitaire, isn't it? In time, methodically, keeping things in order, you can come out. Where are the cards?
They're on the desk, a couple of inches to your left.
So there's nothing hidden in here. Oh, maybe we're following a false trail anyway. Nice cards. Silk weave. Expensive by the feel. Now, if one were playing solitaire, Johnny, there's a light on the table.
Yeah, dead center.
Switch it on.
Okay. The light's shining right in the center of the reading desk. Only a small area. We'll see better with the curtains closed. Yeah, what gives?
Pick out the jacks from those cards there. I'm just playing a hunch.
Hmm?
I'm going on his liking for cards and the initial J. It just struck me. Now, place each jack, in turn, face upwards, in the center of the desk where the light hits.
Okay, give me the pack.
Forget about the jacks of spades and hearts. They're always an extreme profile. They won't be looking out anywhere.
Okay. Jack of clubs on the desk now. Looking out in semi-profile to the...
Right, now get the angle of the look, Johnny.
I'll have to open the curtains for that. Hang on. The jack seems to be looking out and up to a position here. Want me to try the jack of diamonds?
No. It'll look out left at about the same angle. Let's just feel around where you are now, and then on the paneling, diametrically opposite.
Well, what are you hoping to find?
I don't know, a hidden compartment, maybe. Kind of trick that a man with a brilliant, devious, and secretive mind
like Costa
might have got up to, yeah.
nothing that I can feel, Lee.
Yeah, but there is something I can feel.
Hmm?
Here. Mm-hmm. Like I said, a hidden safe behind a moving panel.
Yeah. There are papers inside. Letters, seems like. Old letters.
Open them, Johnny. Read them to me.
Fantastic. So Costa snitched this guy's work.
Yep.
And no wonder there's no mention of this guy, Harry Pybus, in Costa's diary. Guilt.
Yep. Costa worked with him, then claimed their dual experimentations on thyroid as his own.
For which he darn near got the Nobel Prize.
Right.
Okay, so apart from finding the files still, we have to find Pybus now, huh?
The files will be with Pybus.
Where at?
I know. Let's get to the car.
Okay.
Johnny, open the door hard.
I was just coming in. You guys finished?
Yeah.
I don't suppose you know where the files are yet?
Yes, we do. We're going to collect them now. Come on, Johnny.
That jerk was listening on us.
Sure.
But what for?
We'll find out, Johnny. When we get the car, don't drive too fast. I think you'll follow.
Okay. Where are we heading?
To see Pybus. Rafael Costa watching us.
I can't see. Here's the car. Lee, what gives with Rafael Costa?
Maybe it just runs in the family, Johnny. Let's go.
You'd like to tell me where to?
Sure. The Morgan Park Cemetery, where Harry Pybus is buried.
I feel like a grave digger.
Well, that's what you are right now. Scratch around more.
How did you know about Pybus, anyway?
You should have known as well. His death was reported.
You think Costa bumped him?
No. More like he died of a broken heart, if that's possible.
Hey, the files. Buried about a foot down.
Bring them over.
There.
Yeah. Yep. A fine old gesture from Costa. To return to Pybus what was rightly his. A perverted setting to rights of what Daniel Costa had put wrong. Okay, now, call Rafael over.
Rafael Costa? I don't even see the guy. Okay.
Rafael! Rafael!
Hey, there he is, coming down the path, acting like he wasn't, hiding behind a tombstone yet.
In a moment, Johnny. We found the files, Rafael. Take them.
Oh, thank you.
When will you publish your findings? A few months' time? You'll give some credit to your father, but reap the praise, the rewards for yourself, on how you found the possible carcinoma cure. Mind you, you must be good. You even fooled your old man. You doctored these files.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'll be...
The files aren't even dangerous, Johnny. But Rafael Costa fooled his father.
He killed his old man.
Morally, yes.
Did you know all this, Lee? Huh?
No. Not until he eavesdropped on us. Then I suspected something. I told you things run in a family, didn't I?
So Rafael Costa gets away with it?
Not necessarily. He has his conscience to live with. And he knows we know. In time...
You mean... He could even bump himself off?
Yeah. Yeah, I expect so. Okay, Johnny. Let's...
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in... The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Harry van Beek.